Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
With a history of catastrophe, Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan reaches back in time for a comparison.
In the 65 years after the end of World War II, this is the toughest and the most difficult crisis for Japan.
Clinging to loved ones and what's left of their belongings, hundreds of thousands of Japanese are on the move, many on foot, leaving devastated homes or fleeing the scene of another possible nightmare, this time a nuclear one.
Geologists estimate that last week's earthquake moved the island of Honshu nearly 8 feet. For many people in Japan, the distance is impossible to calculate. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Full coverage of the aftermath of the tsunami, earthquake, and now nuclear emergency in Japan on this Monday, March 14th.
That is an emergency on which it is still ongoing as we continue to get details, and it's at the top of the news. The Japanese government has declared a state of emergency at three different nuclear plants. This morning, there's been a second explosion at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Officials say a third reactor at the site has also lost its cooling system, and that could lead to another blast. The cooling systems at the plant failed to function following Friday's massive earthquake and tsunami. To keep the reactors from melting down, operators have been flooding them with seawater. When that water boils, the radioactive steam builds up and it's exploded in two reactors. To prevent that from happening, nuclear operators are now releasing that steam into the atmosphere, and that creates a radioactive cloud. This morning, the Pentagon announced an aircraft carrier on its way to Japan was forced to turn around after it passed through that radioactive cloud. Officials say the crew was exposed to a month's worth of radiation in an hour.
Joining us now from Tokyo Live is freelance journalist Robert Michael Poole, who helped us with our coverage on Friday. Robert, good morning. I gather that the people of Japan are dealing with competing headlines of a rising death toll and an escalating nuclear emergency. What are you seeing?
That's exactly right. Yeah, here in Tokyo, there's quite a mixture of calm and orderliness, which is impressive to see amongst the Japanese people, but also rising concern, as you mentioned, about both the nuclear issue, but also about further quakes that we're being warned about.
And as far as Tokyo is concerned, we're seeing shortages and even power outages, correct?
That's right. I've been out and about most of the day. It's 7 p.m. here. And all around Tokyo now, we have in place power outages, as you mentioned, in blocks. They're organized, so we all know when they're going to take place. That's causing a lot of the trains to stop. And people I've met today in the shops where I've gone to have been telling me themselves that they won't be able to get home tonight, and they're planning on sleeping in their offices.
That infrastructure is still affected. Thanks to Robert Michael Poole, who joined us live from Tokyo there. Listen to this survivor story.
Words fail me because there's nothing here. The things that are supposed to be here, everything is gone.
The devastation coming into focus now. That survivor talked to Japan's NHK television about the devastation shared by millions, death toll now reaching into the thousands.
We're going to have more in the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami all morning long. We're also watching the situation in Libya this morning. Troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi there continue to push east. They're using warships and fighter jets to retake a key oil port. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will meet with rebel leaders in Paris today.
In Bahrain, a parliament group has asked the king to impose martial law there. There are reports this morning that plans are underway to bring reinforcements from neighboring Gulf states to bolster Bahrain's forces. Asian markets are mixed, but Japan's Nikkei, not surprisingly, plunged this morning. European indices are down. Oil is down significantly, both the Brent crude and oil on the NYMEX down more than $2. The Dow gets underway at 12,044, the S&P opens at 1,304, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,715.
All this hour, we'll look at the after effects of the earthquake and tsunami, specifically the after effects perhaps on the nuclear power industry. Have we become complacent since Three Mile Island and Chernobyl? Is this a wake-up call for nuclear power? And we want you to join the conversation about Japan. Give us a call at 877-8MYTAKE with your thoughts.